Good afternoon, everyone. Vern and I are here at the Sunny Slope Unemployment Office for the annual Department of Economic Security fashion show, which promises to be quite a thrill for us in the Love Workshop.
To say the least, Vern, I'm thoroughly impressed with the quiet polish of this year's theme. Perfect marriage of function and flair that so demurely orchestrates the new jobless consciousness that's so much in evidence here today.
Yes, there's quite a special feeling in the air here, Vern. I don't know any other way to describe it, but it's here, and I'm just tickled that we're around to be part of it.
Exactly, Craig. The anticipation, the drama, it's all about to come together, and I'm ready.
Vern, I see the show is about to begin, so allow me to turn the announcing chores over to our fashion coordinator for a closer look at some of today's top unemployment creations.
Thank you, Vern and Craig. Summer days greet a splash of color as Melanie steps up to continued claims line number one in a stunning sleeveless black t-shirt. Poignantly appointed with a lively surprise array of stylized Navajo sew-on discs, bursting throughout the bodice and sleeves, and elegantly balanced by Melanie's own ceramic brooch creation, which she has aptly titled Puppy with Hat On. Perky orange bell bottoms from the Globe afternoon collection, of course.
Of course, yes.
A sassy elastic band holds the show together at the waist with a little help from those two oh-so-convenient adjustable button tabs on either side for an always perfect fit. Notice the new demi-length at the bell, a full 6 inches above the ankle, just the thing for irrigation. To complete the scheme, Melanie has chosen bare feet as she steps in style to unemployment insurance success. Very nice, Melanie.
Superb design, Verb. Just superb.
A real knockout, Craig.
Now meet Bob. He's a guy on the go, and he's applying for a promising opening at the job bank in style with a striking salute to Madras. As he teams his magenta, ochre, and marine blue Madras pullover top with an equally fascinating pair of gold, umber, and violet Madras walking shorts. This time, set off at the waist with a nostalgic touch from Bob's military days, his rugged khaki belt does the job so well. Buckled at the side just for the fun of it. White hush puppies accent the event with aplomb, as does the simple string headband Bob has chosen to round out the occasion. Thank you, Bob.
Boy, I wouldn't mind having that outfit myself, Vern.
You and me both.
And finally, say hello to Sharon.
Hi, Sharon.
She's after food stamps, but that's not all she's going to get when the fellas get a look at her show-stopping Western Savings teller dress. Exquisitely cut 3/4 of an inch below Sharon's vagina. Strictly for the gal who's up with the time. Pre-aged and stained for that popular unemployment Che Guevara feel, the outfit harmonized beautifully with Sharon's attractive infant, Susie. Mucus is the mood here, as little Susie lavishes herself in a gossamer cloud of body fluids, creating an ideal convergence of dry and wet motifs throughout the ensemble. The large jet black welts on Sharon's legs are themselves a study in simplicity, yet provide a fitting setting for this most intriguing of fashion gems. Very nice, Sharon and Susie.
Absolutely wonderful. Just wonderful.
Yeah, I agree, Craig.
Thank you very much, each and every one of you, for making this afternoon such a lovely success here at the annual Department of Economic Security Fashion Show. And now, for a special treat, here's John Adamson dancing to a shadowy tune. John Adamson, ladies and gentlemen, dancing to a shadowy tune.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jim Simpson here at the Forum in Montreal, where the new and very exciting Pima gymnastics are about to take place. The best Pima Indians from across the reservation will vie for top honors in this highly specialized event. And at this point, I'd like to ask our expert commentator, Mike Two Trees, to explain a little of what we can expect to see. Mike?
Jim, Pima gymnastics consists primarily of events on three major apparatus: the corrugated drainage pipe, the wall, and the highway. Each Indian is required to complete at least one compulsory exercise on each of the three, and he is judged on the basis of form, degree of difficulty, and timing with the music.
Well, thanks, Mike. I can see that Sean Smalldeer is up on the corrugated drainage pipe, so let's watch, and maybe Mike Two Trees can analyze the routine for us.
Je tourne wall du poisson, zétienne moi poisson, Sean Smalldeer, du pima of fromage pipe corrugat.
I believe Sean has chosen to sit on the drainage pipe. Yes, that's what he's going to do. A classic Pima routine. He will sit on the drainage pipe. Notice the perfect staring form. Now he's introducing a double weight shift. A little shaky on that one. That's going to cost him some points, but not too many. Very nice routine. Now for his final sitting run. Beautiful. A perfectly semi-conscious sitting daze for Sean Smalldeer. And wow! A reverse roll-off dismount. Sean got down off the pipe flawlessly. He should have a very fine score.
That he does, Mike. A very respectable 9-5 for Sean Two Trees on the corrugated drainage pipe.
Well, he's a veteran on the pipe, Jim, and he's been favored to win this event if he can keep his mistakes down to a minimum.
Je tourne wall du poisson, zétienne moi poisson, George, six horses, du pima au fromage le wall.
Okay, here's George, six horses on the wall. One of the most difficult apparatus in Pima gymnastics. Am I right, Mike?
That you are, Jim. All right. George is up against the wall, and he's going to do a full lean. He's leaning against the wall. Perfect balance, perfect synchronization with the music, which I might add is quite a difficult selection.
That it is.
He's still leaning, and here he goes. A nice slumping dismount. He's slumped perfectly to the floor.
That's a blind move, isn't it, Mike?
Exactly, Jim. Extremely difficult, but he's done it. He's flat on the floor.
Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. He never broke his concentration.
Je tourne wall du poisson, zétienne moi poisson, Bob Big Legs du Pima au fromage le highway.
This is the one we've all been waiting for. Bob Big Legs won the highway event at the Pan Reservation Games in 1974. And set the world record at the Dewdrop-In trials last month.
He's ready for this one, Jim. He's a very disciplined athlete. He makes this highway event look so easy.
The true mark of a pro.
Right, Jim. Okay, he's walking alongside the special $35 million Olympic highway they've built here in the stadium just for the games. He's sizing up the traffic. There he goes, a beautiful angular approach as he moves toward the center stripe.
Oops, he stopped for a second there.
That's okay, Jim. That shouldn't cost him any points in international judging, as long as he didn't lose his timing with the music. Okay, he's on the center stripe, and wow, he's fallen right down on the center stripe in perfect parallel position.
It's a perfect collapse, Mike, a perfect collapse.
That's a 10.0 collapse if I've ever seen one, and the audience is loving it. He's in total control, totally unconscious.
Here comes the car.
Here it comes. And right over his head, Jim.
A clean hit, Mike. The judges are checking the highway now. An absolutely picture-perfect hit, ladies and gentlemen.
The judges think so too, Jim. A perfect 10.0 for Bob Big Legs on the highway.
We've seen it all here at the Pima Gymnastics tonight, haven't we, Mike?
Indeed we have.
That's us.
Craig and Greg.